Revelation chapter 3. And write to the angel of the church in Sardis, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your works, that you have fame for being alive, although you are dead. Be watchful and consolidate the remaining things which you were about to cast off, for I have not found your works fulfilled before my God. So remember how you received and heard them, and guard them, and repent. For if you are not watchful, I will come upon you like a thief, and you will not know at all at what hour I will come upon you. But you have a few individuals in Sardis who have not defiled their clothes, and who will walk with me in white, because they are worthy. It is he who overcomes who will be clothed in white garments, and I will certainly not expunge his name from the book of life, and I will vouch for his name before my Father and before his angels. Let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And write to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, the Holy One, the True One, who holds the key of David, who, when he opens it, no one can close it, except he who opens, and no one can open it either. He says this, I know your works. Look, I have put an open door in front of you, which no one can close. For you have little strength, but you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. You will see how I make some from the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews but are not, but lie. You will see that I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my charge of endurance, I, for my part, will keep you from the hour of trial, which is going to come on the whole world, to test those who inhabit the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold on to what you hold to, so that no one should take your crown. As for him who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the sanctuary of my God, and he will certainly not go out any longer, and I will write the name of my God on him, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And write to the angel of the church in Laodicea, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the source of God's creation, says this, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. If only you were cold or hot. Because you are lukewarm like this, and neither hot nor cold, I am going to spit you out of my mouth. This is because you say, I am rich, and I have become wealthy, and I don't need anything. But you do not know that you are most wretched and most pitiable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I advise you to buy gold from me, refined by fire, in order to become rich, and white clothes for you to put on, and so that the shame of your nakedness should not be made manifest, and eye salve to apply to your eyes in order to see. As for me, all whom I love, I reprove and chasten. So be zealous and repent. Behold, I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. As for him who overcomes, I will allow him to sit with me on my throne, as I for my part have overcome and sat with my Father on his throne. Let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the churches.